simply went in there early on and says, okay, are you qualified? Verify your qualifications to be on here. And I took a lot of political heat for that. You know, everybody said kicking kids off and all this. And I get the political side of it. But the reality is we took that number down to about 850,000. And these were simply people that didn't qualify. So during the pandemic, you had to, the federal government says, you got to bring everybody on board that wants to go on board, you know, that applies. You can't turn anybody off and you can't kick anybody off. So that number is back up to 1 million now, as we talk, me and you talk right now. So the expansion will add another 275,000 able-bodied adults onto the system. So at that point, you're looking at 1.3 million, somewhere around that figure, to be on the road. So the bottom line is the people of this state voted to do that, and I'm going to implement that. I do definitely think it's going to create some shortfalls in other agencies. So we're just going to have to be good managers of it. We're going to have to see maybe some of the things we can do internally, how we save a little money to help pay for that. But my whole intention is to put it in play, to be able to utilize it just the way it was voted. Yeah. But just with the understanding is, at the end of the day, I got a constitution says we got to balance the budget.